Can I tell something? No. At the Mishnah, right? Okay. Okay, at the Mishnah. Can you be interesting, Gemara? You have two co-wives. One says, my husband died. The other says, my husband didn't die. They're co-wives, bear in mind you, okay? So, Zu Shom Rameis, she who says he died, Tinasi, she can get remarried. If you told Ksuva, she can get a Ksuva. Zu Shom Rameis, she who said he didn't die, Lo Tinasi, she can't get remarried. Lo Tito Ksuva, she can't get a Ksuva either. Achosomer's Mace, one says she died, Achosomer's Narak. And the other says he was killed. Okay, difference. Died or killed. Since they contradict each other, they're not allowed to get remarried.
Did they anyway?
Frank, the Frank's good.
Isn't this
strangest mission? Good. They both agree he's no longer alive, right? So why don't let him get married? Okay, we're going to see. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan. But I didn't have time today. Tuesday is always my worst day because I haven't prepared a double shiur. But I didn't have time today to look up the Bavli. But a lot of the stuff we're going to see tonight is not, you should just see from the side notes. Some of it is in the Bavli and some of it is not in the Bavli. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Hashem, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Hillel, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Lez said, Moira Meir B'Rishoda. Moira Meir could see it's in the first case where one of them says that he's dead, the other says he's not dead. That the one who said he's dead can get remarried, the one who says not dead cannot get remarried. Okay? So, Ashkatani, however, then we found the Brisa. Odi Machlokas? No, it's a Machlokas, even in the first case. Even the first case, the mayor does not concede. He says there's a contradiction. Ma'ben, according to the opinion that Rav Meir only argues in the second case, Ma'ben Rishon, what's the difference between the second case and the first case? Rishon, so in the first case, it's interesting. Lasu should be devarah. Lasu devarah etzel chaver to klum. A tzara has no credibility vis-a-vis her co-wife. So if the tzara says he's alive, we don't believe her because we know that she must be the. It's very, very likely she's coming just to mess the other co-wife over, right? And that's what she's saying is alive. So we just ignore her, right? But in the end of the Brisa, where both of them are trying to get out of the marriage independently, so then we take both of their statements into account and they contradict each other. Okay? If one of them says he's still alive, we just discard that statement because we figure that she's doing it just to spite the other one. But if they're both saying he's dead, it must mean that each one of them is trying to get out of the marriage. And they're both trying to get out of marriage independently. Each one has a different story, so we can't trust them. That's Rabbi Meir's perspective, who says when one says died and one says killed, that you can't believe them. Amar Elazar says, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Be'edim. Rabbi Elazar says, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon agree that if witnesses come and say, one says dead and one says killed, that we have to discard the witnesses. We can't accept them, as opposed to the case in Mishnah. Witnesses and a co-wife. So the difference is that they take laws to divrei tzara etzel chaver to klum, that we do not believe a co-wife against her friend, to a greater extreme than Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds we take that only in the ratio. We say only the ratio, but in the sefer we do accept what the co-wife is saying. Each co-wife is saying the guy's dead. However, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, they say that we take that statement even further. And we say when one wife says that she's dead, he's dead. And the other wife says he was killed. So then also we don't allow each one to stare to undermine the testimony of the other vis-a-vis herself. However, when Adam come, and Adam say that one aide says that he died and one aide said he was killed, then we have to take both of them into account and they clash and therefore they cancel each other out. Right? Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Lezer said this vote. many shama from me he heard it. Yomra and said, in other words, he stole my toicha. Talmud Tzim learned over there. This is a couple of times in Yerushalayim. We had it back. It was previously in Lavis. Somebody brings it down here on the side. Or Gillian Ephraim may bring it down. They had previously in Yavamis or somewhere else. I think Yavamis. That Rabbi Yochanan got upset Rabbi Elazar for not having said things in his name. Now, what is the case which Rabbi Yochanan was talking about? A very interesting series now I have, and I don't believe this is in the Bavli, but just again by looking at the side here, but I also don't remember anything of the sort. Tamatin, we learned over there. Mishailu Shtei. Actually, I don't know. Maybe it's a Nazir. What do I remember? You had two groups of witnesses testing about an individual. Elam Edim also Shenazar Stein. Now, these two say he accepted upon himself two Naziruyos. And the Elam Edim also Shenazar Chamish said he accepted upon himself five Naziruyos. Now, there are two ways of accepting two or five Naziruyos. Give me two possible ways in which would work.
There's a minimum of two Naziruyos that he did accept. They both agree on.
Yeah, but what did he verbalize?
He said, me too.
No, that's not bad. But there are two possibilities. There's a possibility of a klal and a prat. A klal is where he said, he wants to be a Nazir five times. One A to say that we heard him say he wants to be a Nazir five times. We heard him say he wants to be a Nazir two times. The other way of doing it is if he says five times in a row, Harani, 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 Harani. Right? Each time I want to be. All right? So that's five separate pledges or two pledges. Okay, the first way is called clout. In other words, he said he wants to be a Nazir X times. You know, times five, times six, right? That's a klal. The second way is a prat. He's mefarish one that says, Irani, 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 Irani. Okay? See the two different types of possibilities? That's where it's going to discuss them now.
The second one, it may be more believable because maybe the other said that he only heard him say the first two times and didn't hear him say the last two times.
Maybe. Right. And then where it's going to take that into account. Okay, so it says Gemara, Rav Amar, Rav says, Bichlal Mechluku. The argument, Beisilim, Beishamay, Mesach, the Nazir, is what happens when one aide says they heard him count, say times two, and the other aide said they heard him say times five. Avo Bifrat, but if he said Irani, Irani, and the Machlokas is whether he stopped after two Iranis and went on to five Iranis, so Kol HaMomoyti, everybody agrees, Sheyesh, Bichlau, here this is, Bichlau means not in its other sense of the generality, but included in Chamesh is Shtayim. That included in five is two, she knows is Shtayim. So if he counted and said five and two, right, one guy said five, one witness said they heard five. And the other one is that they are two, right? So in that case, it might be a total machlokas. And Beishai would say it's no good because it's a clash. But if one said we heard him say Irani twice, and the other said they heard him say Irani five times, so then even Beishai would agree that two times at least he's got to be a Nazir. Okay? So that's Rabbi Yochanan's perspective. That's Rabbi's perspective, which makes sense, right? Rabbi Yochanan says, no. B'moina nechluku. The argument was Dafka Moina and Prat means the same thing. The argument was when he counted individually and said Irani, Irani, Irani. But if the argument between the two sets of witnesses was whether he said two or five, Kolamamaida, even Beis Hillel concedes, Nechluko Eidus, there's a clash on the Eidus, Fink on the Zeros, so he doesn't have to keep any of the Zeros. All the Zeros is undermined. Right? Because one said two and one said five. And once you mention numbers, so it clashes, right? Says more of Aydinu Klau, Aydinu Mona. Now the more explains what we just said. What's considered to be a general Klau? What's considered to be counting? Klau is when Hayin Amar Taiti, this one says two, Hayin Amar Chamesh says five. Mona is when Hayin Amar once says he's they heard Chado Taiti once, twice. And the other group says they also heard Klas Arba Chamesh, third, fourth, and fifth time, was saying Irani Nazir.
It's the same as Prat. Mona is the
Mona and Prada, Mona and Prada are the same thing. Mona and Prada, same thing, counting and specifying. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rav Amar, Rav says, Hikrish Eid, and Rav, we derive this, Rav says, Hikrish Eidus Besoch Eidus, if there's a kosher within the testimony, not a direct clash, but there's an a contradictory element within the testimony, so Loboth Eidus, the Eidus is not null and void, right? Whereas Rav Amar, Hikrish Eidus Besoch Eidus, if there's inconsistency within the testimony, both ladies, the taka cancels. So if a coin Rav, one said two, one said five, there's everybody agrees it was Nazir's. The question is the number, we go by the minimum number. According to the other opinion, was Rabbi Yochanan, not true. That's considered to be a complete and total clash, and we discard both of them. Okay? Says one further. Everybody agrees if the clash is on the aspect which came after the actual major testimony, so then Lobot Leidus, the testimony is not null and void, and we're going to give examples. Rabbi Yochanan Kedaita, Rabbi Yochanan follows line of opinion. Dam Rabbi Chir by Rabbi Ba and Rabbi Chir b'shei Rabbi Yochanan. Huchzo kamoina. Let's say that the guy was seen counting out coins to make a loan, the lender. And one said he counted out the coins from a pocket. And one said he counted out the coins from a bundle, right? So, Hikish Edis Besochidus. That is a contradiction within the testimony. From what was he counting out the coins? Vav Rav Moedishabot Leidus. In that case, Rav also conceded that the Eidus is null and void. Mapligin, what's the case? Where they argue, Kshayu Shtei Keti Edim, when there are two groups of witnesses. Oh, this is important. I glossed over this. It's very important. Previous cases, one guy says he was counting out of the wallet, and the other guy says he was counting out of his purse. It's not two on two, it's one on one. And that's why they're not mitzdarif. Because there's inherent contradiction in their testimony, they can't be mitzdarif. However, says the Gemara, Mapli, and what's the machlokas? Kshayu shtei kiteidim, when the two groups of witnesses, Elomrim, these say, minakis moine, that he counted from the pocket. Velomrim, minatzor moine, they counted from the purse. Hikish edus besoch edus, according to Rabbi Yochanan, edus has been canceled within the width edus. But the edus, so we remove both groups. Okay, Rav, well, both the edus, according to Rav, the edus is not both. We let each group testify in this event.
In this case, though, it's not really Hikish edus besoch edus, because each group, each group is giving different edus. It's an edus within edus. It's each one. Is
well, but it's about an episode which is purportedly the same one. That's its edus, right? Elomim, now what about Elomim besoch heko mona? That after the borrower got the money, he counted it into his bosom. And others say he put it into his pack, mona. The event has already occurred. The lawyer already got the money. Now he's just putting it away. That's our kosher after the edus. Contradiction after the edus. What do we say about contradiction after the edus? Lobot Leidus. Edus is not null and void. Zomer, a similar case. Let's talk about that. Zomer Makilar Gowen says, one witness says he was killed by a stick. Zomer Besaiver goes killed by a sword. So he Hikishadus Besochadus, that's contradiction internally within the Adus, but Latus, Adus is noble. Even though both say Yanko killed Beryl, but each one says differently, and therefore it doesn't Smith start. Vav Rav Moedish Potlatus. Rav also concedes that the Adus is null void. Ma pligin, what's the machloikas? Kshayush nekidin, where two groups of witnesses. Elohim, my killer, go, these say, was killed him with a stick. with a sword. He can share his the testimony is cast within the testimony. The testimony is not void.
According to Rav, the testimony is not null and void. Now, the thing is like this. Actually, the Gemara is going to come out and say that in this case, well, what should I tell you?
This is serious stuff, though. This is the
Bushels. Yes. And no, he's not going to. Made me give away the secret.
Well, wait till the bottom of the Omer. You'll find out. In the meantime, yes, you should be disturbing this discombobulator for at least 10 lines. Now, the question is, what way did the murderer turn after he left the scene of the crime, right? So this guy says he had a getaway car in the south. But somebody got a getaway car in the north. That's a kosher after the testimony is over. Lo bat leidus, say this is not null and void. We can agree on that? Okay? Chele de Rav Minador. That which sustains Rav is in the following statement. Rav Shem Rabboni and Rav Yehuda Amrim, Ashura Yehuda both said, Hoyavazu Vazu Moida Shenu Kayom. Since both groups agree that he's no longer, since each of the women agree that the husband is not alive, so therefore, you know, sue. They can get married. So says Zumara, however, the catch is, below Shmiya, Rav did not hear. Actually, the hear did not hear means he didn't hold, right? He didn't hear, right? That the Mara of Lezer, that which Rabbi Lezer had murdered Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and even Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon can see where it's witnesses which contradict each other that we do not accept them. So he did not. He didn't accept that, Rav, and he said even if it's witnesses that contradict each other or family members that contradict each other, the bottom line is we go lulakula. And we say that the husband's dead, right? No matter what we say, the husband's dead. Okay, so as we're mabin eidim, mabin tzora. The shaila is if according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, why do we say cancel out the Edom, whereas we don't cancel out the Tzoros when they argue? So there's more. Also, divrei Tzora, losu divrei Tzora, etzel chaverto klum. The words of a Tzora do not play any relevance vis-a-vis her sister-in-law. So therefore, I'm sorry. Scratch that. Not sister-in-law, co-wife. Let me do it again. Mabin Eidim, Mabin Tzora, Lossu Divrei Tzora, Tzol Chaverto to Klum. In other words, when witnesses contradict each other, so then I say that you cannot follow the witnesses if it's internal, right? But where a Tzora, a co-wife, and the wife contradict each other, so then you can follow each wife independently because the wives intended to mess each other up, so therefore we don't take each other into account. Am I making sense? Is that getting across? Yeah, but we ignore the contradiction. Because we don't listen to a Tzora of Malcolm
Chaverta. And that's in both cases where the two versions of that they're dead and also.
Right, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, we never listen to her, right? But we do listen in the case of the two Edom contradict each other, and there we don't care, let it go on. Okay, my season plea arrived. It seems that the following by Sorgas arrived. It says, both types of checks of cross examination, without getting into the details right now. If the witnesses contradict each other, their testimony is null and void, right? So if that's the case, it's not like Rav, because Rav says, as long as the Akasha is in a. The Hakosha is in something which is not the Hakosha is not is there even Lacher over here?
It was about whether you cook them with stick or a knife.
Yeah, no, so the Carmen A explains it. The third Carmen A from the end, third line of the end, he does obtain them, but deco's are non-essential. If that's the kasha, b'dikos are like what way was the tree pointing? You know, what way was the wind blowing? So it's not an essential thing. And it says there that even if they're machish and b'dikos, we do not kill the person who was who's be up for execution. So going to rab, that should be like la'acharedus. That's what you're saying, right? There's a non-essential component. It should be la'acharedus. So why does it bother us?
Because what we learned before is
not,
it wasn't
operating.
It was the weapon for the murder.
That's true. Now I'm talking about this everything, about bedikos. That's chakiros. What was the murder weapon? But bedikos, like what way was the wind blowing? Why should it make a difference if they contradict each other, right? So Amrei Amrei said, Batala Rav, aid paid. This is talking about when it's one witness on another witness, and that's why we can't square them together, because we said one witness on another witness is more severe than when you have two against two. So,
you know, the usual discussion in this whole thing is making a distinction between Aedes and Nanamonas. And apparently this Gemara doesn't really care about that distinction, because we're making an analogy between what the women say independently and compare that to what Aedes testified.
Yeah, but we will make a difference. I'd rather you save that comment till after next Mishnah. Because, well, we'll see you next Mishnah. Then see if you still have the comment, find the comment valid. I have a feel to him a kas because. Even though he didn't say something about group on group. Normally group on group, Rav says, we let each group come independently, let the chips fall where they may. Shani within it fushes, by the fushes it says, tzedek, tzedek to your dof. Pursue justice. What's the Bible's pasuk to teach us the same thing? V'tzilu aeda. We do whatever we can to save the person from the death penalty. So here, the Yerushalmi is supposed to say here to pursue justice. Say v'tzilu aeda, and that's why, even though usually Rav will accept two contradictory groups of witnesses, he won't accept it by, you know, as long as it's not this one witness and one witness, he won't accept by Dina Foshals. So yes, you're right. By Dina Foshals, we don't actually follow Rob's normal pattern. Okay? Because here it'd be much bit too big a chumrah. Okay, I look above. Edomer meis vedomer loma. Vedomer loma is one witness says he died, one witness says he didn't die. Did not die. Isham rameis, Isham meis lomeis. One woman says he died, one woman says she didn't die. Preferably she not get married. So says the Gemara, Kido bar min yomin, bar min yomin, Shem Rav said, b'chol makom shekshir edus isha ki ish, wherever they said woman is kosher testify just like a man, ha'ish machish is isha, the woman undermines the man undermines the woman, contradicts her, and the opposite is true as well, carbon edam, they must bring down from the Tosefta, v'ha'isha machish is ha'ish. It's always one-on-one. Both the Kula and the Chumrah. Okay? So if we believe a woman, we give her the same credibility as a man. So the size of are not exactly. Nisne eid omer meis v'isho meris lomes. What about where the one witness says that there was a death, and the woman says there was no death. One co-wife says there was no death, and one co-wife says there was a death.
One male.
I'm sorry. Nisa Edomer Mace, one witness says he died. Pishomer is low mace, and woman says he didn't die. Or Ishomer is mace, right. Okay, either of these cases. Ishomer's mace, ve'edomer lo mace. In other words, if it's a man, a woman, or woman, a man. So Tani Rebbe Cain, Rebbe said in this case, the same thing we said before, that we paskin like we go after the, Tani the base Rebbe Cain means you learned the mission like that. He said, it's really a question and answer. Instead of saying, Edomer mace, Edomer lo mace, Ishomer mace, Ishomer lo mace, let it say, Edomer mace, Ishomer lo mace. Ishomer mace, Edomer lo mace. Or let's juggle it up a little bit in our Mishnah, right? Am I making sense? I didn't think so. It's a technical question on the Mishnah. If you're going to say a man and woman are equivalent in their stature vis-a-vis this Eidu, so why does it say Eidomer A and Eidomer B? And Ishomer is A and Ishomer is B. Have it as an aid against an Isha and an Isha against an aid. And that will make the point to a greater extent that a witness and a male witness and a female witness are equivalent in stature when it comes to this issue. That's more question. And the more answers, Tani, ain't a chanami. Says Taka, Rebbe learned the Mishnah that way. He amended the Mishnah to read aid on Isha and Isha on aid as opposed to aid on aid and Isha on Isha. Is that clear now? Okay. See, I'm fighting desperately to stay awake tonight. So to a certain extent, it's working. Okay. Says more further. Tani, Vashem, Rebbe, Nechemiah. We learn the name Rebbe Nechemiah. Hochin acharov. What does the word say by you? Wrong. It's not Eidus, but rather acharov. What do you suppose it should say? Deos. Suppose if ha-Eidus it should be Deos. Or is it 500, if one woman says he's dead, and two women says he's not dead, so we go after the majority of women, and vice versa. So there's a catch to it. Says the Gemara, Hechabim is the true. Shteino should be Shachas. If you have two women against one man, one woman, so you go after the two women. Also, so Kshteino made Echad just like two witnesses and one witness. However, that Arishim Noshim, it's if everybody was a woman. Avima Yomer Noshim made Echad ke. If you had one large woman and one man, ke eid be eidinu, and it's like one on one. Okay? Women, no matter how many they are. They know men add more credibility over one as opposed to men. Okay? How many reasons have we had not to teach Yerushalmi to women?
1,000,
sir. Yerushalmi's not so bad, right? Okay. A woman went, she and her husband, to Chutzlart. She came back and said, Mace Bailey, my husband died. Tina says she's believed she can get remarried. She took Suva, and she can take Suva. However, Tzalasa, her co-wife, cannot get remarried on that basis. She's stuck. She's forbidden. And if the co-wife was a Bas Yisrael, and the deceased husband, the purportedly deceased husband was a co-wife, even though the one of them is already gone and remarried, the second one is still Tocha B'Truma, she's still leading Truma from her first husband. So we're still alive, even Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Akiva said, give me a break. Akiva Omer, Eze Derech Motia Midei Aveiro. This is, which way is going to take her out of doing an Aveiro? She's going to be in Truma, even though she's potentially awesome. Achete Asurli Nasi, right? She's forbidden getting married, but Asurli Milach B'Truma is not letting Truma either. Okay? So we have to borrow from both. Says the Gemara, Chashuda ila kalkel atzma kedei ila kalkel tzolosa. We see from our Mishnah, a woman is willing to be makalkel herself, to claim her husband is dead and get remarried, just so her tzora should get remarried too, and find her kids be mamzerim as a result. Women's are so hateful, so spiteful of her co-wife, she's willing to undergo that. In order to get Tomos Nafshi, my plishtim, let me die with the Philistines, right? So it says, so why do we let her get remarried herself? Maybe she's too sweet in order to get back at her stinking, rotten co-wife, right? So says the Gemara, since we know that we basically made a takana drabana, that we do not listen to her vis-a-vis her sister, so she's only talking about herself now, and she's only talking about herself, she'll only say the truth, and not on anything else. So this is more if that's the case, if we know she's telling the truth, because she's only talking about herself, so let's turn it around and say, Miato, let her be believed on her co-wife as well, which is a funny question. Because the truth is, if she had the more, her community gives the answer. On my Hila said, no, if you did that, because you'll kill Clarisha. That was the whole point. We don't want her to believe on her co-wife, because if she believes on her co-wife, she's going to lie about herself to get at the co-wife. Right? So we can only believe her about herself, not about the co-wife, right? Because otherwise, we're afraid that she's going to ruin herself in order to ruin her co-wife as well.
Okay? Is that clear? Okay, we don't, but we have to, bottom line is to call and believe if it's of yourself and not if it's of your co-wife. What about this to be a mother-in-law? Amar Meis Bali, she said my husband died, V'chakach Meis Chami, then my father-in-law died. Tina?
It's not that different than the
ability
of
the,
it's really tangential. You know, like,
Arum Ein
Arum
Meis
Matzmo
Russia? Oh, yeah. It's like Magin Dibur, that's right. Only Nizam, of course, doesn't lose that phrase. Amar Meis Bali, she says my husband died, V'chakach Meis Chami, then my father-in-law died. Tina says she's allowed to get married, V'chitok Suvasa. She didn't take her suva. Chamos asura, however, her mother-in-law remains also. Ha'isa batisol kohen. If her mother-in-law was the batisol to kohen, toga b'chumah shvitzli chumah devarabi tarfa. If you omer eizu derech motzi v'devah, this guy's going to get out of about doing a beres. Hachatei asurli no say. It's got to be forbidden to get remarried. Batisol lochul chumah and forbidden to eat chumah. Now ask the Gemara v'tehine menes lemer meis chami. Why is she not believed? The Chasam Sofer says, after she's remarried, why is she not believed? What, why is the daughter-in-law? Daughter-in-laws are not believed in Mazal because they hate each other. But once she's married to somebody else, is really what he says, it's Tosfos Kasha in the Bavli of Amos, but the Yerushalmi here means to ask it itself. Once she's married to somebody else, why can't she believe vis-a-vis her mother-in-law? It's not her mother-in-law anymore.
It's previous...
You looked ahead. So Tosfos in the Bavli says, lo pluk. You don't draw a distinction, because since she was spiteful, before she remained spiteful. But that's not what the Yerushalmi says. Or it's not a lo pluk. Rather, the Yerushalmi says it's inherent. So Naaman, lo ketzai, remember, then we say, she ain't in that minutes of law, where is she not believed on her? Then we say that she's, not believed on her? Kishem she ain't in that minutes on the Torah. Kishem she ain't in that minutes of law, she's not believed on the Torah. God, he ain't so too she's not believed on her mother-in-law. Why not? Tapi pay amrav, pay al farav, her mechina chesenti pater, explain, shoya chamea kain, the sima. We're talking specifically, it's a big nachmin alocha. It's only if her mother-in-law lived with her in the same city and they recognize each other. Then she's never believed on her mother-in-law because she hates her guts. But if her mother-in-law was far, far away, and they never had any interactions, that she actually would be believed on her own mother-in-law when she got married to somebody else, because what vested interest does she have anymore, right? They never knew each other, and they never got an opportunity to hate each other, so therefore there's not going to be any assumption that it's anything more than a strange woman for her, and therefore she can testify as to all the things she's permitted to testify. Okay? Halachatess. Kidesh achas michamesh noshim. He married one of five women. They all showed up in white to the chuppah. Ve'en yodua eizu kidesh. You don't know which one you married. Kol achas v'achus omeris oisi kidesh. Each one says, he married me. No, he doesn't get the kol achas v'achus. He's got to give a get to each one. Uksuva b'neim. And he puts a get ksuva among the five of them. And we stalik, and he better run away quick. Divei Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Kiva omer eizu derech motzios b'dei avera. Doesn't take him away from an avera. Actually, he can't get until he gives a get, uksuva and uksuva, l'kol achas v'achas.
That is a major, major monetary proposition, right?
Gozel echem mechamish, assume if you stole from five people, from one of five people. If any do ezem and gozel, you don't know which one you stole from. V'chol echem v'echot, each one says, I see gozel, I'm el see gozel, he says, you stole from me. Menech z'chzeh, b'neim, leave the gzeh among them, umistalik, and you run. If you marry the derech motzios from the averus of it, derech does not get him out of an avera. Achi shalim gzeil kol achavechon until he gives back the equivalent to the gzeira, the gzeila to each and every one. What?
Who's lying here? Is it the Goslin?
Yeah.
Or is
yes.
The Nigzalin?
The Goslins are lying.
Yeah,
oh, they're all lying.
Yeah, even the Nigzalin.
But that's tough. Your chiyuv tshuva transcends that. That's what we were saying. Because you were an idiot, so you have to overcome that fact.
But the Kinnikasubas?
What?
The women are lying, not him.
Stealing,
I know.
The thief. Why did he steal from somebody you didn't know? Idiot. You should have checked the identity card before he stole from him.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's the second case.
But the right. Second case. You should have checked where the girl was.
Okay.
So Leia Rachel complex. Okay. Amar Rabbi Asir, I said, Mesisa Rabbi Kiva Lok Rabbi Tarfa. Amar is going to be Rabbi Akiva, not like Rabbi Tarfa now. So the Yitzhiyan, we learned over there. Amar Lishna, oh, no, not our mission. Sorry. Mishnah Bamati, we're about to learn. It's like Rabbi Kiva, not like Rabbi Tarfa. Sorry. How so? The Tanya we learned over there, Mishnah Bamati, it's near time on. Amar Lishnaim, the guy says to two people, goes out here, says, Chon Mikem, I stole from one of you. Very days Mikem, who? I don't know which one. Or, of you, Shechon Mikem, the father of one of you guys, Hivkinetzimana gave me $100 for safekeeping. Very days Mikem, I don't know which one of you. No, see, the Zemona, Zemona. He's got to give a full amount to each one separately. Nivnei showed him, Nivnei. What? Surely the answer, because he conceded the point that it potentially is clap on both. So what we see here is a fundamental... Oh, not yet. So that seems to be like Rabbi Akiva, right? Because it says that he has to pay each one. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said, no, Dibra Kolhu! They're talking about calling everybody. Oimer, or Dibra Kol Oimer. But let's say it... No, Dibra Kolhu... Omer Tzei Deshmai was saying it's Midoraisa. Midoraisa, you might be off the hook from strict Torah law. But you have to get back twice in order to be Yotzei Yerchiv and Shamayim. Right? Because you didn't exonerate yourself completely. Because maybe you gave it to the wrong guy, or maybe the wrong guy chopped it when you put it on the floor. So therefore, you want to be Yotzei Deshmai, even when I be tarful. You have to bring for both of them. Okay, is that clear? No?
Well, so that contradicts Rav Tarfon.
No, because Rav Tarfon and Mishnah talk about what he has to do according to Torah law. According to Torah law, he can leave the Gzeil among them and run away. But he wants to be Yotzei Deshmaim, he shouldn't burn in hell for it, so then he has to give each person.
Well, when you say burn in hell, isn't that from the Torah law? Or this is just maybe
yeah,
Torah lets you burn in hell if you want. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but you get the idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm saying you take your chances. Rabbanu said you can't take your chances.
So it's not Lifnim Mishur Satin, it's actually, it's Torah law.
It's a question.
Yeah, well, yeah. Just, because I don't know if Torah law is the right word, but law. What do you mean by Torah law?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking you what I mean by Torah law. Because it seems to me that this is just me, the Rabbana. This is Lifnim Mishur Satin. If you want to make sure that everyone gets their money back, then you give it to
make sure the right person.
But according to.
Maybe I take back what I said to Rabbana. Lifnim is when you want to just be Yaitse, what you need to do, and what you be Yaitse in order to avoid Gehenna.
Oh.
Does that make it any better?
Avoid Gehenna according to who? The Rabbana? Or
but you gave back Gzeil to each one of them. There's no question. Of course you're going to avoid Gehenna. But if you just gave back the Pruta to, you know, one guy, so you're not going to avoid any Gehenna. Because maybe you gave it to the wrong guy.
Yeah, you
may
not give it to the right guy.
Okay. 50-50 or less, whatever chance it is. You know, is that, are we in the same wavelength now? Doesn't look like it.
I still don't understand why this doesn't contradict what Rav Tarfon said.
No.
But, and that's what I'm trying to explain. More is saying, the difference between Shura Sadin and Yotzei Sidei Shemayim. You call it Lifnei Mishura Sadin.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
That's fine. But Lifnei Mishura Sadin is not a Durabana concept.
Okay.
Well, Sisa Yashar Vatov, you know, the Yisim Nikim, Hashem Yisrael, all sorts of psukim which indicate that it derives a concept as well.
Okay.
Says one Rabbi, Bobby Shem Rabbi Yehuda said, Kanshish Enim Yodim, Kamshin Yodim Yodim, it depends on the witnesses who know or not. If there are no witnesses, then all he has to Kun Rabbi Darfon, all he has to do is put one in the middle, right? And leave. But if there are witnesses, so then he has to, and the witnesses, you know that he took it, so then he has to depart there by giving to each one. I don't fully understand why the witness issue should make such a significant difference. You know, who cares if it's witnesses or no witnesses? We're saying where there are witnesses, so then he has to be more meticulous about giving back. And the reason Pnei Moshe says that it's true is because
Otherwise, potentially, each group, each person of the five potential Nigzalim will list the witness and say, these are my witnesses. So therefore, he has no choice but to give back to each one of them.
What about a Mosmich Chavera?
Well, that's why, what?
That doesn't apply here?
Not necessarily, because he admitted that he stole. So we don't need to write that he stole. The only question is how we pay back.
From.
Right. Okay? Says Gemara, Rabbi Hila b'Shem Elazar, Kam b'Shul King Kam b'Darbe. Depends if they're silent or they're speaking. If they're silent, then I say, I forgot. Yeah, if they're silent, the Nigzalim are silent, so you just put one among them and ran away. If they're speaking and loudly claiming they're good, so then you have to, what? You have to placate all of them, right? Rishim Rav said, Kamanishba Kamashalonishba, the tenants that took an oath or didn't take an oath. But he took an oath denying that he'd stolen any money, then he's got to pay back each one of them. He had not taken an oath, so he just paid back one of them. And the Gemara gives a very interesting reason for that. Yochanan argues, but you obviously it's an interesting argument. Escrow. Rabbi Yochanan Savar Meimah, because Rabbi Yochanan holds, and now we have the word basin about six gazillion times in the next few lines. They should all be shliach basin, the agent of basin, not basin itself. Rabbi Yochanan holds shliach basin shall so goizel lo shliach basin shall so nigzel. Yeah, right. Yochanan says the guy who was the thief can make a shliach to hold an escrow. And that's what he should have done, not distributed to all of the people, not to all the claimers, thank you. He should have just got hold of an escrow. Even he took a shvul, let him hold an escrow until such time as things become clarified. Right? Because Rav Amar, no, the reason why he can do this is because basin shall so nigzal. Basin is convened by the person who was thieved from. Lo basin shall so gzal, not the person who was the thief. Chela the Rab, why does Rab know this? Mean I don't have this pasuk. The Amar from this statement actually. The Hashem Elazar, Hashem Elazar says, Shliach Beisin Shaso Nigzal has to be Shliach Beisin made by the person who stole from. For lo Shliach Beisin Shaso goes on not the Shliach Beisin made by the person who stole from, who did the stealing. Rabbi Yirmiyahu asked, Im b'shenishba, he'll tell you about a case where the guy made a false oath. He doesn't have anything. So it should be bedot, the four lines with the missing. It should be bedot, honey. In such case, we say, Hoyalol Ishtok, you should have remained silent. In other words, it says here, where does it say Hoyalol Ishtok? In the Mishnah, right? Where does it say that? Yeah, where was it?
If they're quiet, he just leaves it, and if they start clamoring, he has to give it to all of them.
No, that's a separate answer. The question when he makes a shvua. With the last answer he gave is Kamishishba Kamishalonishba. It's opposite Baba Kama Kuf Kimukov Dalin in Mr. Zashas, right? See that? Okay, so Kamishish or Kamishlo Nishpa means it depends if you took an oath or not, without any other variables. If you took an oath, he's got to give back to everyone, because besides Avera of Gazela, he has to have Avera of false oaths. Okay? So in any event, so says we're going on from where we are. Rabbi Yirmiyahu boy, Imish Nishpa, Hello Lishli, if we're talking about where Kesri took a Shvua, so again, it should say, Bedar Tani, with this should say, Vim Lo. That vim loyal lishtok vim loyal vim loyal lishtok. I thought I understood this, but now I'm not sure I do. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure I don't. One second. Well, simple, it's Baobatish. It said before, he says to two guys, I stole from you. So it says in Bambatsiya. How can you say he took an oath? When did he take the oath? He said he stole from them. Right? So where's the oath? So it says the Gemara. Again, Imish and Nishba. So what are you going to say? He should remain silent. Silent. He took the oath. I'm still not sure I understand it.
Who's silent here? The Nixon?
What?
Who's quiet here?
The Gazan.
But he made a shmur. So
that's the point. He should have remained silent. He sure remains silent. I'm not sure about what I'm saying. Let's barrel through it and see if it comes any clearer. Again, says where Rabbi Yirmi boy, Im b'shenishba, if we're talking about a case where he made an oath and he lied in his oath, and so he doesn't owe any money, whereas he does owe money. So our Tani about this, where we have learned the words as they're enumerating the Brisa, where it says, they should remain silent. He couldn't remain silent. He already messed himself up by making shvur sheker. Rabbi Yirmiyahu said, "Yes, it's true. He took the shvur, but afterwards he should have clammed up and not made an additional confession. That way, he would have gotten out of having to give to each person." Rabbi Yossi said, "Meimar hayal lishtok lo lishava." He should have been silent altogether. He was a fool for speaking, right? But now he's speaking, Itaka loses the right to give them one mana. He has to give each one a separate mana, right? And have reimburse each one equally and separately. Rabbi then said, this is going back to the case of Rabbi Hila on top that, the difference between Chokim and Medabrim. So it says more. I feel the tame Adinan Armin. Rabbi Yudin said, I feel the tame Adinan Armin. He shows kin him Medabrim, Bigzela. Even if I say that there's no difference between talking and speaking by Gzela, that by no matter what, you either give each one the separate gzela, or you give one between all of them collectively. Might it be pikadon? Whether even they say that the voice would make no difference. By pikadon, everybody concedes. The shasak misker, if somebody shuts up, he gets profit. And mishbut shtoy, if somebody speaks, should be mafsid, he loses. How so? The shasak misker, if somebody means quiet, takes advantage. Minadov, in this case. Shlaim Shivkidu Eitzel Echor. Two people gave, same case of Rabbi Tarfon and Akiva, except by Pikara. Two people gave a Pikara to an individual. Zemon, and one gave him $100 Pikara. The Zemon signed, the other gave him $200 Pikara. Zemon, Merma, Saim, Shali. And now we don't know which is which. So one guy says the 200 are mine. Find Zemon, Merma, Saim, Shali. The other guy says the 200 are mine. So what does he do? No, he says, he gives the money to each one of them. And the rest of them is left until Elio and Novi comes, right? So in any event, we see here that since he didn't say anything, he was silent. They came to him and they claimed, each one claimed $200, but he didn't say anything. So how much does he have to give in this case? $100. Right, 100 each one, not 200 each one, because he was silent. However, if he speaks, he's an idiot. The mishtoi mafsid. If he speaks, he loses. Minhacha, because it says, for in our case, Omer gazati zuchan mikem, any of them ezim mikem, and it goes on and says, if he says he got a pikadon, and he says he doesn't know from which one he got it, then he has to pay the full amount to each one. So even if you say that the Shoskim and Dabrin doesn't make a difference by Gzela for whatever reason, by Pikaron it definitely does make a difference. And if you speak, you're far worse off than if you didn't say anything.
Yeah, you know, he's just admitting that he doesn't remember.
Yeah, never admit. Doesn't your insurance card say never admit to any liability? So the same thing here. The moment you admit to liability, it's really the same svara. The moment you admit to liability, you really have to be, I'd say, the complete thing. If you're just silent, then it does be yaitzei. Now that's not necessarily true by gzela, because by gzela you might be yaitzei the complete thing no matter what. Why? Because you have to do proper tshuva. But because then you might not have to yaitzei the complete thing unless you admit. Okay. He's going to be here in 5 minutes. We'll take a running leap to the end of the paragraph. I don't think we'll make it. We'll try. What? I don't know. Now, this mission is based on two major principles, Peshos and Peshiter and Chazaka. Peshos and Peshiter means if you would not know something unless I told you, you have to believe me everything I say about it. And Chazaka means whatever we assume before she left the Chutzlords, we assume took place, continue to take place. Okay? Had a nice family when they went to Chutzlords. She and her husband and a child. And then she comes and says, my father died and then my son died. So therefore she's off the hook completely, right? No evil to be done, right? They manage, she's believed. But if she says, and now she wants to be Misya Bemis, right? Because her son died first and therefore her husband died, she's kukulivim. And in that she's not believed. She's not believed to give herself the right to be Misya Bemis. The question is, however, we're afraid she might be right, the choletz is below Misya Bemis, and she does require a chalitza. Different case. They got a son in Chutzlords. Amrev meitz b'niva, achakach meitz bali, and then she says, my father, first my son went, then my brother died, then manage she's believed. Meitz bali, achakach meitz b'niva, she says the opposite, that the son died second, therefore she be evil, and then manage she's not believed. The question is, we assume she's correct forever, for chaletz, and then she says, no evil, right? So now we learn, nasan li yavam b'mdina sayam. If a brother-in-law, a new brother-in-law, or new brother of her deceased husband is born while in Chutzlaretz, Amr meis b'ali, if she's believed, she said, my husband died, v'chagam meis yami, then my yavam died, or yami chagam meis b'ali, then meis both these cases, she's believed. Now, why is she believed here in both cases? Of course, she's not believed ever to be misyabim, right? Because here she's saying that both died anyway. Right. Saying both died anyway, so if there's no Yibum, so therefore she's believed.
It doesn't matter who died.
Right, doesn't matter who died first, right. As long as they're both dead, right? Where am I up to? Halchi Yibalim Yivamalim Dinasayam. She went with her husband and her Yavam to Mdinas to Chutzlaretz. On Meis Bali, she said she her husband died, Vachar Meis Yami, then my Yavam died, Vyam Yachar Meis Bali, or my Yavam died, and then my Baal died, Eina Nemena, she's not believed. Why is that? Unique thing. Sheina Isha Nemenas Lomar, a woman is not believed to say, Meis Yavmi, Shatina say, to say my Yavam died that she should get married, Lomesa Achosi, nor that my sister died, should be able to marry her deceased sister's ex-husband. And man is not believed to say that his brother died in order to allow him to go be miyabim, his allegedly deceased brother's wife. Normally say that his wife died, in order that he should be able to marry her sister. Okay? So the general principle is that whatever, she's never believed to take herself out of a chazaka. She's believed to sustain a chazaka. And she's always believed in pesha asar pesha hitir. Okay? Pesha asar pesha hitir generally means where she has a chazaka in her favor. So even if she claims situation change, she can change back and say, but it's still the way it once was.
No, not making sense, right?
Okay, so again, it's not explicit in the Mishnah. At least I don't see in the Mishnah explicitly. It's going to be in the next paragraph, I think. She left without a son. No, it's a bad case. She left with a son. No, that's not a good case either. She left without a yavam. She comes from back and says, when I left, I had no yavam. In chutzlitz, I got a yavam, but then he died. So she's believed in that case. Why? Because what was the chazaka? That she was exempt from yibum. Hi, she said she got was mekuyman yibum, peshaser peshaite, right? We've just like leave it to Aser, leave her to be matir, right? Because we only know that she had a yavam on the basis of her say-so. But if we knew that she had a yavam before she left, then we don't believe her to say my yavam died. We believe her on her husband, but not on a yavam. Because that was the Chazal's gezerah. Believe her on husbands, but not on yavams. Okay? Does that make sense, though?
Yeah, but the yavam is actually... It didn't do yavam on her yet?
No, the yavam's missing. We don't know where he is. He's presumed dead, but we don't know he's dead for sure. We don't believe her on that. Says Mara, Rabbi Chinah, boy, kun Rabbi Ila. Rabbi Chinah asked him for Rabbi Ila. Ma tana cheshin zvraya. Who's the tana that says we are cheshish to what she says? And that perhaps that she is zokuk liyibum in the reisha, and therefore choletza she needs a chalitza. Rabbi Tarfon, look, Rabbi Kiva, the chalitza Rabbi Tarfon, and not like Rabbi Kiva. Now the Pnei Moshe and Korban Eda go to great length to try and explain what Rabbi Tarfon, what Rabbi Kiva are talking about. Rabbi says about Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Tarfon says we do contradictions between the you know. Rabbi Tarfon said, if we believe we believe her, we say that if a woman says that her husband died, then she gets to get remarried. But her co-wife, not only can she not get remarried, but she can still eat truma if the original husband was a kohen, right? The mission we started with. So they try and fit that into this gemara. How that would possibly going? Our mission going to that. That Rabbi Tarfon, now like Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbi says it's an exercise of futility. He says it really doesn't fit. He says Yerushalmi very often has a havamina, which it presents, which is half-baked. It's just a springboard for discussion. And immediately Yerushalmi changes his mind and says, I'm Lady Vakoli. Everybody agree with this. Af Rabbi Kiva might have bought. Even right here, even Rabbi Kiva would concede. Mabinoka, my what's the difference between this case and the previous cases of co-wives? That here he says she's believed, and here he says she's not believed. So it says Mark, she difference is chazaka. She yotz that when she left us, mikal hetel yavam. She was assumed to be mutzel yavam, right? When do you believe her? When she went out, and she was mutzel to yavam. So when we assume whatever she tells us to allow her to be yavam, in other words, she went out with a chazaka, she had no kids. And she comes back and says, I have no kids. There she's believed, right? V'ein the tamer enemus, when she says she's not believed, she loyal to me, call it the yavam. When she went out, she had a kid. She's not believed to come back and say, my kid died before my husband in order to allow her to do yibum. So basically what it means is everybody agrees, both the Kiva and Tarfon, that we always give her rights based on the chazaka she previously had to sustain the previous chazaka in the manner peshe itir by saying, perhaps I had a problem, but I overcame the problem, but we don't allow her to undermine the previous chazaka. Rabbi Yossi said furthermore, Maslisa Amar Ken, our mission says a fundamental thing also. Shalasu Devorav Kinekevos, they didn't make a guy like a girl, meaning a woman is allowed to come and say Mace Bali and get remarried. But a guy can't come and say, my brother died and I want to be Miyabim, his wife. Where do we see that in our mission it's not allowed? It says explicitly, right? The rest of the parak is a mistake. It should be, because it says in the Mishnah, the Korban Eda rings down, Mishnah says, the thing of Enish Neman Lomar, a few lines from the end of the Mishnah, it says, third to last line at the end of the Mishnah, Enish Neman Lomar Mesa Achit Shiavim Es Ishto, Velo Mesa Ishto Shiisa Achosa. He's not believed to say that, only the wife is believed to say her husband died, but the brother is not believed to say his brother died, or to say a man is not believed to say that his wife died in order to be able to marry her sister. Okay, so women are believed, they're going to be more meticulous. Men are animals, we can't believe anything they say if there might be taiva involved.